There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
On demand.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. The Bulls will host the Bucks tonight, and they'll play without Taj Gibson or Kirk Heinrich. Michael Carter-Williams will dress but not play for Milwaukee. Tip-off at the UC is at 7. The Blackhawks coming off an ugly 6-2 loss at home to Boston.
Wasn't much to say after that one. We'll talk about it as we go along here. But that was one of those games where
I appreciate it.
Can't be happy about anything that went on today. I mean, the first period, we're down 2-1. It wasn't... second period was hard to watch, and the third period was just another period. But it was, everything went downhill after our power play to start the second.
That's Hawks head coach Joel Quenneville being interviewed in a library. The Hawks did lose 6-2 to Boston yesterday. They host the Panthers tomorrow night. Scott Darling will start in net. Yesterday, the Hawks and Darling agreed to a 2-year extension that runs through the 2016 season. The Red Sox have landed infield Cuban prospect Johan Moncada, who agreed with a $31.5 million signing bonus with the Red Sox. Last August, the Sox signed Cuban outfielder Rosny Castillo to a 6-year, $72.5 million deal. Men's hoops, Kentucky remains a unanimous number one in the AP Top 25. Northern Iowa, if you're a fan, congrats. They make the top 10 for the first time in school history. Ohio State and Oklahoma State dropped out of the poll. Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, and Wisconsin round out your top five. And one NFL note for you, the Arizona Cardinals have agreed to a new 4-year contract with head coach Bruce Arians. Keeps him there through the 2018 season. It's a pretty good move. This Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Stop by the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Pete Mitchell's in Frankfort from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast. Enter for your chance to win great prizes. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Avaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Terry Boers has some troubling Bears information.
They really do like Marcus Mariota. They do. I mean, Pace likes him. I don't think they love him that much, but there is definitely a case of like there. I wouldn't take him at number 7. I don't think he'll be there at number 7 anyway, because he's starting to get a little more love now. Right away, when I saw that this morning and I heard this yesterday, I go, oh, crap. Come on. Are you? No, that can't be. It is. It is B.
He may like him just to like him and make sure that it's publicly understood that he likes him and he may not like him. If he's really as savvy as I hope he is, he's putting that out there. Just trying to perhaps increase interest in that pick, regardless of what he wants to do. It can't hurt for it to be out there that he likes Marcus Mariota.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Dan Durkin joins us.
The positions that I think the Bears have pressing needs at, and edge rushers at the top of my list. Dante Fowler was a guy I really like. He has an NFL body, and he has NFL quickness. Quick twitch athlete, very quick first step, powerful at the same time. There's a possibility he could still be there, and I think that he would be an ideal fit for them as they transition to this new scheme, in terms of a guy who can truly transcend scheme. He's a guy who can play on his feet as a weak side linebacker. He played the box position at Florida. He played defensive end. He played three technique. He played outside linebacker, and he played them all very, very well. To me, if he's there, that's pretty much a no-brainer pick.
Idiot Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
This was a tent.
Dan Bernstein.
High all the time.
I've got to wake up.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
And we would discuss some of those things with Matt Bowen at 5 o'clock, the Power Hour. He will talk about the Combine because he has a unique look at this, and he has a very good look from what we visited him with before, whether it's the Senior Bowl or whatever. He knows his stuff. So we'll talk about some of these guys, be specific. But I think that what this love of Dante Fowler has done has probably pushed him out of the Bears' reach.
It wasn't just the love of Dante Fowler. It was the speed of Dante Fowler. That's one thing I noticed, is that Randy Gregory and Dante Fowler, when they run the low 4.6s and you're 250 pounds and 6'4". And
gone.
Right.
Gone. That's what I think now. I think after this combine, gone. Unless he interviewed with a, naked with a sword. I mean, I think that he's...
I shall vanquish thee!
I think that's... what he did? He just sort of... the damn combine. I think he played himself right out of the Bears' pick.
Right.
That's what I would
say. That's what a lot of people actually believe.
Okay.
That as soon as those times posted, everyone said, that's not going to be there at 7.
Yeah, when you start hearing people rave about somebody like they're raving about you, that's not going to last in the NFL. When you've got a guy you can put on the edge, no matter how you want to do it, you know that's not going to last then. If he's impressed that many people, if everybody loved him, his first, whatever, all of him, you know you're done at number 7. I mean, not that you still won't get a good player. I just don't think you'll get him now.
So does it mean the Bears weren't bad enough? That the Bears ended up being too good? They won too many games, too much promise, too much hope. The 5 wins, they would have been better off with fewer wins if Dr. Death only could have worked his awful, horrible, dark magic sooner.
It would benefit him to have the extra.
Really
yeah,
would have,
it certainly would have.
You always think that. I'm not
because
saying
as much of a disaster as, why didn't you just win 2 games?
Right. Because they thought they were going to be good. You know who else thought they were going to be good? I did. I thought they were going to be good because I am an idiot and I underestimated the dark power of Dr. Death.
Well, the Ravens sure love him, so good luck with that. But I think Dante Fowler's probably played his way into something higher than the 7th pick. And now I think without him, I don't know if there's anything I like as much as that. There's some really good players there you could get, but I'm not sure as much as that. So now I start thinking about other things.
What do you start thinking about?
I think about calling the Eagles. I don't know what the Jets are going to do. The Jets really, really enjoy bad quarterbacking.
Notice that? They love it. They're connoisseurs of it.
They're sort of the capital of bad quarterbacking. Here's some more. You on one coast, and then the Raiders got the West Coast, but maybe they're okay now. But I start talking a little bit more. I'm not saying I don't like some of the guys that are going to fall, but I think this was the guy.
Yeah,
that's
just
what I think.
I don't think anything good happened at the combine for the Bears.
No, I don't either. No, I think bad things happened.
And I saw this. I think it was Lawrence Holmes who might have tweeted this too about Marcus Mariota, that in any other year or any other slash any other quarterbacking environment,
yeah,
scouts would look at Mariota and start talking about him as a wide receiver or safety.
Interesting. Okay.
That this is that. There used to be a time when a quarterback who looked like that was always the subject of position switch discussion. But now everybody's so desperate to find something resembling a quarterback that it changes the way we look at it. They say, well, all right, I guess he's been, he's been anointed quarterback and there it is. So therefore, well, you're overplaying Mariota.
I think he threw the ball okay. I think he threw the ball better than some expected, about the same as some expected from what I read. I mean, I saw a few of the passes. I thought a few of the shorter routes, and they didn't like those much. It didn't have quite the velocity they like, but they thought his anticipation, everything was pretty good with the ball. So I mean, you know, and as we said, he's the fastest quarterback. There he is. And I don't think he's up for playing anything. I think in this draft, he's top 10.
Our buddy Once Young Sam has some Blackhawks thoughts for us as we're talking about just this ugly turn in their season. And regarding the roster construction and some of the problems they're having, here's how he breaks it down. And he does all kinds of stuff for the Committed Indians. Very good stuff. He says, let me see if I can help. It might look like the Hawks have major problems, but they basically have a major one that can be fixed with a trade. Right now, the Hawks have three top-pairing D-men in Keith, Seabrook, and Hjalmarsson. Then they have a morass of bottom-pairing D-men. Thanks to Oduya's decline, Roosevelt's corpse rotting in the sun, and the GM stuffing the rest with Rundblad and Erickson, who can't be sent down without being claimed, but also won't be used by Q. It means the defense doesn't have a lot of quickness when Keith isn't on the ice. He's spent most of the past 2 months covering for either Rundblad or Roosevelt. Hence, the Hawks can't get out of their zone because opponents are on them before they can make a pass to exit. Everything they do is under pressure. Used to be that Keith or Oduya in top form or Letty could skate the Hawks out of trouble by themselves or open enough space to make a crisp outlet. They have a third of that now. It's why they get trapped in their zone for much longer. It's why you're hearing rumors of them after Carolina's Andre Sequeira and others. Sequeira does have the feet and the passing they lost with Letty. He's a better defender. They could slot him in the second pairing, leave Oduya on the third with Van Riemsdyk returning to take the easiest assignments, and let Roosevelt turn odd colors in the sun outside the arena. That'd be fine with me. They might have to lose a forward off the roster along with a pick and a prospect to do it, as Sequeira is just about the most sought-after D-man in the league at the deadline. But if they can get him, or someone similar, everything else should clear up in a hurry. That's part of it.
Yeah, I understand, you know, the actual game-playing part of it. That sounds right to me. I mean, their defense is a little, I sometimes wonder exactly what they're doing, but that's okay. But generally, when you find a really good team, and I still think they are, and you probably do need to make this deal to help that. But when you find them infected by something else, that's when you really have a problem. It's not, you know, I mean, the ice thing, you could probably correct. You could probably get.
You could probably do that. I never know how one affects the other.
Well, I think it affects it. I do. I definitely do. I've seen it too much and I think so.
I think the best trade that you could make, if you're the Blackhawks, this is my opinion, that one way or another, when's the deadline? What, do we have another week?
March 2nd, I think.
Okay. That at some point, get Patrick Sharp off this roster and out that locker room.
Out the door.
And I don't care.
Out the room.
I don't care what you have to do it.
Okay.
You may have to take less in value. Whatever you have to do, get Patrick Sharp out of that locker room.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. I would too. Mm-hmm. So what would you do with the Bulls then? Can't do anything with them. What would you do with them?
You're
talking about these odd things that happen away from it. It's not really...
Well, the Bulls' weirdness is beyond a move.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The Bulls have endemic...
Right.
Weirdness that, that has set in. The Bulls have all sorts of else going on.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that. It's just so oppressive. You've got the whole Thibs thing. You've got the relationship with management. You've got all the weirdo Rose stuff. His whole bubble, his whole separate culture. Yeah. He's just bizarre. And Gasol. Gasol is also a very strong personality with his mm-hmm. own ideas. Here, the Bulls have a level of weirdness that's different than
right.
the Hawks.
So I mean, I think the Hawks thing.
I don't know where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah, I think the Hawks thing is clearly with that one move at least a great step in the right direction, and just see what happens. Let the dice roll, get that out of here, and see what happens. Not that easy, because a trade you're not going to do it. It's not that easy here. Not that easy. But it's whatever it is, whatever is infected, it's still going on. It's still going. It's way too late in the season for it to still be going on, isn't it? Still too way too late to somebody say, you know, yeah, we just had all this, well, 8 days, all-star break, and a nice, we still have no energy when we play. We just don't come with
nothing. It's not energy.
It is. There's something that is just. Maybe just that they're not strong enough inside to hold back the good teams. That's it.
They have fundamental defensive issues that they don't seem to want to fix. They don't seem to care about how to defend ball screens. And when a team can get whatever shot it wants, when Derrick Rose is getting abused by a rookie point guard of the Pistons, that's just a guy. That's just a guy killing you, blowing your doors off.
Killing you. Yeah, I know.
And the Suns guards. Up and down the floor and up and down the floor. You can see the book's out on the Bulls. Get the ball out of the basket and go. Get off the rim and go. Run right by him. Just run right by him.
I think where once I felt like, boy, this is pretty good. This interior defense is pretty solid here. You do make teams beat you different ways than that. Not anymore. Oh, no.
Along with Terry Bors, I'm Dan Bernstein, 312-644-6767. You're listening to WSCR, The Score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Terrible news for anybody rooting for Jameis Winston to be the next Jamarcus Russell. In fact, the more you listen to what's coming out of the combine, and dude is actually coming off like Peyton Manning. Yeah, I said it. Bleacher Report's Mike Freeman says that Winston's football IQ is actually being compared to Peyton Manning's. That one NFL personnel man told him that Jameis is the smartest football player he has ever interviewed. I cannot be more shocked, because if you look at Jameis's body of work the last couple of years, you would not list decision-making under the special skills on his resume. Legendary IQ? A week ago, you might be shocked if this dude could even spell IQ. He's a soda-stealing, shellfish-stealing, pellet-gun-wielding, X-rated catchphrase-screaming, Tallahassee headache who stared down a sexual assault allegation. And now, the biggest shock of all from the combine is that Jameis Winston is winning it. I'm Jim Rome.
Meet golf legend Lee Trevino and get free golf at this week's 32nd annual Chicago Golf Show, presented by the Encompass Championship. Listen as Lee Trevino and fellow Golf Hall of Famer David Graham share memories of their historic careers and tell you what they think about today's game. Everyone gets a free round of golf courtesy of Billy Casper Golf. The first 1,000 fans each day receive a free ticket to this summer's Encompass Championship. You'll find great deals on clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, and more. Hit the latest clubs from the top manufacturers. Take a free lesson from an Illinois PGA pro. Check out hundreds of golf travel destinations and plan your next golf getaway. It's the Chicago Golf Show this Friday through Sunday at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. See Lee Trevino. Get free golf. For tickets, visit ChicagoGolfShow.com. That's ChicagoGolfShow.com.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Cold, hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest-ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details, registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money. And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and nails it with a discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles, and kablam, shakalaka, fadeaway, cross-court, coast-to-coast discount mania! Whew, should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Flo, and this is my impression of a play-by-play announcer who loves to save money. And here at Progressive, it's discounts all day. The customer's a safe driver and nails it with a discount. Signed up for paperless billing, and it's a discount from downtown. Insuring multiple vehicles, and kablam, shakalaka, fadeaway, cross-court, coast-to-coast discount mania! Whew, should we go to commercial? Wait, this is a commercial.
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At 223 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boys and Bernstein talking to you at 312-644-6767. It's a cold, miserable Monday, but you know what? It's not miserable. We're it's nice here. Out. I know it's cold. For you, maybe. But it's sunny. I had a nice walk over here. Ran into an old buddy, so talked to David Haw on the walk over. Saw him on the street corner. We had
a cab.
Hot sports conversation. I told him how much I enjoyed his Steve Montador piece, which really was bang on, I thought. And then you got Carcillo having just returned from Steve Montador's funeral. There's Carcillo. I'm going to punch you in the head. Idiot. A piece of garbage. I asked you directly about that guy, and he laughed at me.
Well, why does he think Carcillo's good at hockey? Maybe he doesn't think he's good at hockey, but it just, that was so dumb. And here's, you know, you're sitting in a room filled with 10-year-olds and who love the game of hockey, and you're watching, and then you try to explain what the hell's going on when those guys are dancing around like morons. And basically, and kudos to the coaches too for just saying, they're not accomplishing anything. There was no fist pumping celebration, people jumping up. It was just, oh God, here goes this idiot again.
Oh boy, let me tell you something. You can have one's 10 degrees and you're walking into a wind. You can have
it.
Fine.
It's sunny out. Oh, please.
Oh, it's sunny.
If you're wearing a black coat, you got a black hat on, it absorbs the. You're fine. Please quit your bitching.
Hey, buddy, I can't handle it.
I wasn't bitching. I just said you can have it.
I'll take it.
And have it, dude.
Well, here's Bill. He's on the score. Hi, Bill.
Guys, you were talking about two issues with the Blackhawks, one being the obvious on-ice stuff, the other the off-ice stuff. Dan, are you able to elaborate a little bit more where your info is coming from, what it might be, and with Patrick Sharp, is that who it's involving?
I would just tell you what I would do. And what I would do is get Patrick Sharp off the team. That's my because I think that would help them. It's what I would do.
Is it on ice stuff or just off ice?
I just think it would help them.
I think you got all kinds of reasons, and I think you're looking at a guy who still has enough of a reputation as a keen-eyed sharpshooter that he might be able to draw outsized attention on the trade market, and I think not having him rather than having him would be good for the Blackhawks. Doesn't cure all that ails you, but I think it would be something that would be the right move with the right tone at the right time. That is all.
Over and out. Over and out. I think that's pretty clear. You can say trade tactic, tragic.
That's what I would do.
That's about it. I can't. There's nothing really to add to that. That's what you want done. Don't need to know why. Just time to say goodbye.
And did you see, by the way, that there's another thing that I noticed is making the rounds via Twitter and elsewhere. Are you a fan of the show Modern Family?
No.
Okay. Well, we are in our house, and this episode had two frequent recurring guest stars in Nathan Lane and Elizabeth Banks. And there's a whole thing about the Blackhawks. One is the word Blackhawks being misheard as something else. And I said, really? You can name a team that? He said, no, I said Black Hawks. And the other thing was Elizabeth Banks's character apparently was in the show, in the fictional show, impregnated by a member of the Blackhawks. Which I just thought the timing was very, very strange.
It was Glenn Hall.
just weird that they happened to choose that team. And it was,
I don't know that I've ever seen an entire...
Oh, I think I've seen all of them.
Entire show. I don't know if I have.
It's funny. I think I've seen every one of them now because it became the kids' favorite show very, very quickly.
Yeah, well, you know, Blackhawks.
That's right. That's my guy. He's 66. Got a check. But it was great to hear from him. Well, we need to hear from Bob, though. We're beginning to get the...
good luck.
You think bad, don't you, Chris Tannehill? You got that kind of thing?
I'm not going to speculate one way or the other.
Would it help to trade Patrick Sharp? No speculation even? Because
lifeline to Bob and our lifeline to Bob, so we'll have to ask Maddie to put the wellness check officially.
Our Bob Whisper. Yeah, we should make sure he's okay.
They're a lot alike, you know.
In Carol's stream, it's John. He's on the score.
Yeah, I like to call with Patrick Sharp, too, but I call for the same reason to find out, Dan, what your comments were, you know, and why, but you just answered that. And I think you hit the nail on the head. He's got trade value. He still is looked at as a gritty player who can score a lot of goals. Obviously, he hasn't been doing that recently for us.
Yep.
But,
and there is there's a cap hit number there that would get you out of a whole bunch of other difficulties where it's somehow excised from the roster.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is... you guys mentioned a little earlier that we're slow getting out of the defensive end, but that's not the only problem that they have, obviously. They're not going to the net, and they're trying to get too cute. They've been doing this for the last couple of years, trying to make too many passes instead of just dumping, setting up behind the net and making offensive plays from there and then shoot the puck, you know, whether it's on the power play or even if you're just entering the zone. get it on the net, and they haven't been doing that. And that's the big reason. I mean, there's just not enough activity in front of the opponent's net.
Yeah, not enough greasy goals. And I'm not one of those guys who watches a power play and yells shoot all the time. But their power play does have issues. They have
watched a hockey game once with Greasy Neal.
It's a tough time getting it set up.
That was fun.
Why was it so fun?
I don't know. He's just a fun dude. He's dead at the time, but we still had a great time. You know what I'm talking about? I think really what you have to understand something, that's all you're going to get. There's no more to be getting here. We're not breaking anything here. Just a very strong opinion that to be better off to trade Patrick Sharp. That's all. And you know, there's talk of that not happening during the offseason.
They did it. If they do it, it's a year too late. If they do it now, if they do it in the offseason.
Remember, they wanted to.
Correct. And the agent came out and said, oh, no. They absolutely were putting his name out there.
Yep. Too bad they didn't put it out there farther. Hey.
Yeah. That was something that they thought would be good business then. And
it's good business now.
Be good business now. Howard and Skokie is on the score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Two questions. One Bulls question, one Hawks question. One, Terry, you think Gasol's a good defender?
No, I think he's awful.
Oh, okay. But you said they have a good interior defense. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, they didn't. They said they have an awful interior defense.
Okay, I didn't.
Awful.
I misheard. I apologize. Second of all, how much of the Blackhawks' problem is that they've played almost more games than any team over the last 2.5 years between the Olympics and the winning the Cup?
I'm sure it accelerates entropy.
Just like the NBA does.
It has to.
You know, I mean, Howard, yeah, they played a lot of it, but look at guys who played in the NBA for years, and they're still going strong with you know, well down the road. I mean, I don't think that's, at this point, not an excuse. That could be wrong, but not for me.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, join the Wolves for a post-game skate at Allstate Arena following Saturday night's game.
You know, obviously, open floor, you can't put two on them. Ball in the post and he cuts. Can't put two on him. So he's got a really good feel for the game.
That's Bulls head coach Tom Thibodeau talking about Jimmy Butler and the outstanding season he's having so far for the team. Now the Bulls will host the Bucks tonight. They'll play without Taj Gibson or Kirk Heinrich. Michael Carter-Williams will dress but not play for Milwaukee. Tip-off at the UC is at 7. The Hawks are off today. They host the Panthers tomorrow night. Scott Darling will start in net. Yesterday, the Hawks and Darling agreed to a 2-year extension that runs through the 2016 season. The Red Sox have landed infield Cuban prospect Johan Moncada. Last August, the Red Sox signed Cuban outfielder Rusney Castillo to a 6-year, $72.5 million contract. Moncada is getting a $31.5 million signing bonus. Men's hoops. Kentucky remains unanimous number one in the AP Top 25. Northern Iowa makes the top 10 for the first time in school history. That fact just shocked me beyond belief. Ohio State, Oklahoma State, they drop out of the poll. It did. It did. I really thought Northern Iowa had been in the top 10 year after year.
Big Northern Iowa guy or no?
Oh, huge Northern Iowa fan. I get the thingy on the cable just to watch all the games.
Wow.
The Northern Iowa package.
Wow. Northern Iowa package. Stop that!
I'm sure some students there have had that before. The top five, you got Kentucky, Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, and then Wisconsin. Go Badgers. Woo! Midwest. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Mazda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. We should support the Midwest teams, right? Isn't that
we're
supposed to do?
Absolutely. Bo Ryan, I love Bo Ryan. Yeah, absolutely. I'm all Wisconsin all day, all night, brother.
You just like their handshake. Interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score. It's brought to you by HomeAloneExpert.com. Text to 67011, and they'll send you a message confirming that they received it. Keep in mind, though, the message and data rates, they may apply. I'm Matt Vatticole, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, you got Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Yeah, I love my Badger basketball. Here's what I don't do, though. I'm just a casual college basketball fan. You know, I'm just a guy who, on weekends now, I've been watching. But here's what I don't like. I don't like a Kentucky-Wisconsin matchup.
No. That's balls on head time.
Yeah, your big is good. Yeah, I like them a lot, but you got a problem there. That's a problem.
Yeah, the problem is their bigs are playing the perimeter half the time. They've got seven footers in defensive
stances. Like
you do
those wondrous things with an offense and you make things happen, but man, when they want to clamp down on you, they will
cut your nuts off and hand them to you. So, I mean, I and big, too.
Paging Mr. Kaminsky. Yeah. Mr. Kaminsky, your nuts are ready.
Yeah. You know, he's a really nice player, but I don't like his chances in the mix of that. You know, in the middle of that crap, I don't.
They'd have to have a really special shooting game to stay in it.
They shoot lights out.
And it's possible, but
They do like the inside game, Wisconsin. I mean, that's how they started with this team is what you do. I mean,
they'll also invert. They'll post the guards.
But the problem is you can do that, but the guy's still 6'9 waiting for you wherever you're at.
Right.
And quick. It's a problem. I'm not saying it's a problem you can't overcome.
Breaking news.
I'm not.
Matching up with
Kentucky. Well, they're 5 in the country.
Is a problem.
Yeah, they're 5 in the country, though. It's not like some long shot big depth 5 in the country.
Yeah, Duke's got a puncher's chance.
I'm going to see their big man gets canceled out. As good as he is. Push.
Somebody can at least bother him enough.
Yeah, push.
And then the next guy that comes off the bench, it's not like he's got a matchup when it's like, oh, here's Willie Cauley-Stein, Carl Anthony Towns. Okay.
Yeah, that's
That's my break. That's your second unit. Okay.
Yeah, they're good though, Duke. Duke is probably from what my casual vision, the second best team in the country.
That's
what
I said that a couple weeks ago. Yeah. The season was obvious.
Yeah.
Andrew and Pilsen, you're on WSCR.
Yeah. Hey, quick prep. Well, first thing is, I remember a strange story about Derrick Rose when he was a rookie about the college entrance exams and kind of cheating on those.
Not kind of. He had someone else take them.
I don't know if that's cheating. It's not for Jackie Robinson West, I don't think it would be, but in most places it would be.
Right. Well, I hear more of you guys talking about it, it just seems to add to this weird kind of insulated persona and everything else that he is. My question really is, if things aren't going very well, and it seems like we've got kind of like issues to call, for lack of a better term, is there a scenario where we trade Derrick Rose?
You can't trade him. You can't. There is no scenario.
There is no scenario.
Why not?
Who anywhere would even for a second
consider acquiring
that
contract?
Is that the deal? Like nobody else wants him? Is he hot garbage? I mean,
but look at the contract. Stop talking.
Well, if you want the answer, you got to stop talking.
No, that's not a scenario. It's not plausible. Nobody else in the NBA says, "Yeah, we need that." We need a guy who's on his own planet, who plays when he wants to, who has nights when he tries and nights when he doesn't try.
And he's owed how much yet?
With 3 more years at $20
million? Yeah, around there. Maybe a couple more than that. So, no, it's not like people are jumping and knocking on your door saying, well, I know he's a problem here. How about if we take him? No. I mean, people want to do it. It's not going to happen. There's nothing that he's shown that would indicate to me anybody wants that for $60 million plus.
No, it's just you don't know what you get from him.
I don't think you want that.
He's perfectly happy to stand on the perimeter and just be.
Jack up shots, yeah.
Yeah, this year he's got 3 years, including this year, 2 after this year. He's at 18-9, he's at 20, and then he's at 21-3.
That's a lot of money. You can do better. The NBA got to be a little bit careful what you do. I don't think that's as presently constituted. The Derrick Rose we're seeing now, that's not who it is. That's not.
And if the cap goes
money.
Up, he gets more, right?
Yep.
He gets a certain percentage of the cap.
The cap's going to go up.
He gets 30%. That's the Rose rule. No matter what, he gets 30% of the cap.
Yeah, I don't think NBA teams are saying, I can hardly wait to do that. I could be wrong. We could both be wrong. We've been wrong before. I mean, many times.
I would love to be wrong about that. I would love to.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
But it's also that he's just, he has to be great for you to be anything.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're just another team. That, in my opinion, that's all you are, unless he's great. You're not winning.
Now most of his games are defined by is his shot falling or not.
Yeah.
Because nobody's blitzing him on screen roll like they used to, where they immediately have to compromise the defense to run two guys at him off pick and roll. They're going underneath and saying, all right, if you want to have a terrific night shooting threes, if that's how you're going to try to beat us, go ahead.
Yeah.
Because they know that whoever...
He'll do it, too. He'll keep.
And whoever he's guarding is going to run right by him. Because he's not interested.
Yeah.
And the help isn't there. The problem is that he's exposed. He's never been a great defender, but the help isn't there anymore.
No.
That nobody's coming over, and you don't have the multiple recoveries.
And I just think it's a lot. You know, it's a lot of grief. Look, you think people in the NBA are so dumb they don't know what comes with them? Even say you were marginally interested. Say you believe that in a year from now he'll be the old Derrick Rose completely. He'll be 100% the guy he was before all this happened. Do you want the carnival that goes with it? Where you don't really communicate with him, you kind of sort of communicate with others. in that bubble he lives in? Do you really want to bring that to your team for $60 million?
Yeah, it's hard to be a leader. It's hard to be the guy, the best player in an NBA team when you sort of carry yourself removed from the rest of the team.
Yeah.
That you've got your own people, you've got your own plan, you've got your own communication where your world it only intersects at times with the world of your team.
So you're asking, you know, I'm saying as we go to break here, all I'm telling you is you're asking somebody to pick up a whole load, a whole lot of problems, plus a lot of money and a lot of other stuff that, you know, people in the NBA are completely aware of what's going on.
We're Boers and Bernstein. We got more to come on The Score.
Listen to the Spiegel and Golf Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on The Score. Spiegel.
Yeah, we can do it. We know we can do it. We just have to do it.
Golf.
You know what I'm tired of hearing about? Senses of urgency. Just play.
The new Spiegel and Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details, registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
All Chicago's Big Ted team is Coach Collins and the Cats host Indiana. Oh, this is the big one. This Wednesday at
3 p.m. Over $300,000 in gifts and prizes could be yours at Hollywood Casino, Aurora and Joliet. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Flo, and this is my impression of a tech-savvy royal family. Yes, yes, ever since the palace became Wi-Fi enabled, it's become so easy to use the Name Your Price tool on Progressive.com.
I do agree, my queen. Simply telling it what we want to spend and seeing all our policy options, I'll send a screenshot to Duke.
The Duke of Kent?
No, my friend Duke. We're in a group chat together. LOL.
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
At your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At 245 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boys of Mercy, we are talking to you at 312-244-6644-6767. I'm trying to close on my message here. I've got people wanting me. Almost every day of the week.
You know. Sorry to bother you in the middle of a phone call.
Yeah, I know. You're bothering me. Leave me alone and take a to talk to somebody. Just talk some sports, would you? I'm busy here. Okay, we're good.
Mark and Barrington are in the score. I'm Mark.
Talking to people.
Hey,
Chuck
guys,
your things out.
You were just talking a little bit ago about the salary cap and Derrick Rose. Does he get 30% of the cap? Is that included in his contract?
Yeah, it's the Rose rule.
Yeah.
So okay, so what happens with the new TV deal in the next couple of years?
I don't know. I was guessing. I don't know when the cap goes up, what happens to his deal. I don't know if there is then a retroactive kicker in his deal or that rule only applies to what the cap is when he signed the deal. That's why I was asking. I don't know if all of a sudden he gets a massive balloon payment and is then entitled to 30% of the new cap. I'm sure there's an answer to that. I don't know. It would seem really unfortunate if the NBA allowed themselves to be collectively bargained into that
position. Yeah,
because I think in 2016, 2017, they said the cap could jump to $80 or $90 million, which is like a 40% jump, and that just seems unrealistic to have him go from making $20 million to $35 million in one year.
And they're already fighting about whether or not that's going to be a lump sum change or a phase-in. Because the league doesn't want to do that right away. They don't have to spend that money before they have to. They'd rather sit on it. And the players are saying, no. As soon as you get that deal, all of that money immediately, the cap should skyrocket. Or as Tim Beckman would say, go skyrocket.
No, he'd say that's a giggle. Thanks for the call. Here's the thing.
It's kind really, of a giggle.
Yeah, it's really very simple. That you keep saying this. Well, we've taken this call so many times before about trading Derrick Rose. And this answer is always the same. And in this year in particular, or the last 2 years, and now this year in particular, even when he's playing, what has he done to make somebody want to spend that kind of money, to take that contract and all the grief that comes with it? What has he done? What has he done that says, oh, yeah, they'd want him, they'd take him? No, they don't. You, sir, are stuck. It's not like, oh, yeah, boy, I'll tell you what. See that now? We're ready to take that on. Nobody wants that. So I wish the idea, just get this out of your head about a Derrick Rose trade. Just don't even let it enter your mind anymore. It's not, no matter how you cut it, no matter what you look at, the money, whatever it is, nobody wants that. It's not good enough to warrant 30% of the salary cap.
He's a big name. He's been very accomplished. He's not the same player he was. At the moment, just he isn't. His game isn't. Even when he plays well, it's not the same.
Not the same. Good, though. But other people do. Although, it's harder in hell to guard some of these point guards, dude. It's really hard to guard one of those guys. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough.
I know exactly what you're
saying. They run right by everybody. They just run right by your silly ass. They don't even look at you twice. They're gone. So, I mean, that part of it, yeah, I know he's not a great defensive player. But, I mean, I just think you have to stop it. There's not been enough accomplished this year by him to get anybody to bite on it. Even if you say you were looking for a market, there's not that much of a market there, because even our NBA teams, some of them dumb, oh, yes. Yes, they are. But most of them are looking to lose salary, not to gain that kind of a load on a team where you don't know exactly what you're getting.
The 815 asks a question I didn't think would be asked and texts on the score presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. It says, with this being the first full year without Luol Deng, how much of an impact does this have on the team? None. None at all. But thank you for asking.
Wow.
No.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's a question I didn't expect. I mean, I think somebody on the Bulls is coming to his own during this time of without Luol Deng. That's pretty damn good. Yeah, so I don't really have to give him a second thought.
Yeah, the only way you find out if young players under Tom Thibodeau are good, the only way you find out is by injury or trade.
Correct.
Because otherwise you'll never know.
You'll never know.
And management sort of has understood that unless he has to play guys. I don't know what you think of Tony Snell or whether, but
not much.
I know, I don't either. But you are not going to see, these guys are not going to get opportunities unless his hand is forced.
Correct. Look how Jimmy got his chance.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody's playing. Then all of a sudden, Jimmy, who doesn't, wait a minute, he's playing 48 minutes a game. Well, he had to, and that's how it works here. That's how it works here. And I like it too that he bet on himself and he won. He won that fight. So, I don't know. He didn't win the big fight, but because this team won't win the big fight, but he won that fight.
And a lot of texters are saying that the Lakers would take Rose. Just because they're bad, they don't have to be stupid. Why?
So, wait a minute. So, you think Mitch Kupchak would fill up 30% of his salary cap with a guy that you can't trust? That you probably don't want to deal with, that you don't want to pay all that money? You think that's what he wants to do? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. No, have mercy. No. I don't think they have to be stupid just because they're bad.
Well, sometimes when you're bad, you do get stupid.
Correct.
Sometimes you do. You get desperate and you're sweaty. There's a lot of things you can do. That's not part of the conversation.
And the 847 says whoever signed Rose to this horrible contract should be fired.
Well, they're. Well, some mystery man has appeared.
Yes.
When did this man appear?
Who could that possibly
and where did
have
he go?
Been? And I didn't really hear the outcry at the time. The fact was the Rose rule was negotiated by Chris Paul. It really should be called the Chris Paul rule. But what it is if you meet certain criteria, you end up supercharging your contract. If you are of a certain age and you've either been an MVP or you've made X number of all NBA teams at various levels, there's a formula that automatically means you are then entitled to that extra bit of money. You can ask for it and the team can give it to you above and beyond what would otherwise be cap restricted. And the fact is he asked for it and he was entitled to every last dollar and the Bulls said, okay, but it's not something that's working out in the team's benefit. It's hurting them. I think the only other Rose rule deals, I want to say that, interestingly, it was Paul George, right? Didn't Paul George making one of the all-NBA teams get the bump, get the Rose rule bump?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, yeah, he did.
Durant as well.
Yeah, he did, yep.
It has to do with when you overplay your initial deal to that regard, they reward you for having overplayed your value.
How about that for a thought? Instead of Durant, if he's going to move in a couple of years, whether it's going to be Washington where he's from or something, how about the Lakers go after that? Wouldn't that be a smarter move? You know, he's plagued by injuries. Wouldn't that be a smarter move, though?
Yeah, if I were running the team, yes. Northside and Ralph on the score.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hello.
With you, Dan. Sun makes it not so bad today. But, you know, about the Bulls, you know, when I think about them facing Washington, you know, my feeling in my stomach is just, I don't see them really getting out of the East this year. And when I start to think about it all with some of the contracts they have, I almost feel like they're further away from a championship than the Bears and that they are going to have to come all the way back down again, and it's going to happen. I just see them, like you say, dysfunctional, without the talent in terms of the depth down low. And also, I mean, I know that
Tom... It's hard to be farther away than the Bears, I'll tell you that. You mean from winning a Super Bowl? That's a long way.
At least the Bears have bottomed out.
No, I know his point. The Bulls have a glass ceiling here that they're going to need to open another opportunity.
Well, they are, but the Bears are... Well,
right, but the Bears could be there in 3 years. The Bulls maybe can't.
You got to identify something for me first before they can be there.
Well, no, I'm just, I understand his point. He's not, he's just talking theoretically.
Well, I don't think they are, though.
How are the Bulls going to put themselves back on a championship trajectory, though? If Rose is what he is, they're not. This is over. His soul's 34.
Yes, he is. And looks at
I totally get his point. He's not saying the Bears are good, and he's not saying the Bulls are bad. But it's just as far as winning it all.
Winning it all.
That the you could say that the Bears 3 years from now could be in a position where you say they're in that conversation, and you know the Bulls aren't going to.
Can you hope that Rose ever becomes Rose again? Is that a logical hope or no?
Why is it?
I don't know.
No. And even if he is, he's a point guard.
Yeah.
And the NBA,
it's tough to win, yeah.
Right. You don't, guys like that are not win a championship because of, even at the peak of his powers.
Yeah.
Even his MVP. You said it.
Oh, yeah, he can't.
It's a big man's game. As long as that rim is 10 feet off the ground and if you're being closer to the rim is better. And the fact that he doesn't like to throw his body around anymore. That whole thing that danger be damned Derrick Rose crashing to earth and attacking. He doesn't want to do that anymore. And he told you that he doesn't want to do it. He won't dive for a loose ball.
No, he doesn't. No, he absolutely does not. No.
He doesn't want to.
No.
So until we see that, why should we think that's coming back?
We need to take a break. Boys of Brinsey, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports. This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has oh so many.
Let's go. Come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday. CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper-free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls, Monday, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
cold, hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest-ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details, registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2/2/15.